It's Morning Edition from NPR and WILL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. The fight for a $15 minimum wage in Illinois hit a roadblock last Friday when Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed the bill that would have made it happen. Dana Vollmer has more.
The Illinois General Assembly approved a plan in late May that would gradually raise the minimum wage from $8.25 to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. But after 2 months on the governor's desk, Senate Bill 81 was shot down. The substantial raise proposal remains polarizing. Rob Carr is president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. He says the economy has moved beyond the current minimum wage, but not to $15 an hour.
As you see, particularly in the city of Chicago, Seattle, other places that have taken these steps where they're seeing employment lagging, they're seeing economic development lagging, they're seeing record unemployment continue to plague particularly underdeveloped neighborhoods.
Carr says proponents of a substantial minimum wage increase often point to the salary of a company's CEO as a culprit for impoverished lower-rank employees.
Let's assume we paid the CEO of McDonald's nothing, zero, next year, and gave it to all the workers. They'd make an extra $4.16 next year. Not an hour for the year. The math just doesn't work.
But David Cooper, senior analyst at the Economic Policy Institute, says there are several ways for businesses to offset the cost of a wage increase. Cooper says that when wages are higher, employee turnover rates go down. That saves money on recruitment and training costs. Higher wages often result in a boost in productivity, he says. And these same workers are the most likely consumers to go out and spend, driving more business activity. And if that's not enough,
because labor, and in particular low-wage labor, is just one portion of businesses' overall operating costs, most businesses are able to absorb those additional labor costs with very modest price increases.
Cooper says some studies have found a minimum wage increase of 10% could be offset by a 0.6% increase in menu prices at fast food restaurants. But fast food workers are only a portion of the lower-wage labor pool. State Representative Will Gazzardi, a Chicago Democrat, is the lead sponsor of the bill. He says the current minimum wage is offensive to people who work hard in jobs where they struggle to even get full-time status.
We're talking about people who are cleaning the buildings in which we live and work. We're talking about people who are preparing food for us. We're talking about people who are caring for our senior citizens and people with chronic disabilities. I mean, people who are doing incredibly difficult and incredibly important jobs.
Gazzardi says lawmakers settled on $15 an hour because that's the minimum required to lift working-class people out of poverty. He says anything lower is not sufficient to get by. Gazzardi attributes Rauner's resistance to the bill to his billionaire status.
This is someone who simply doesn't understand what it's like to have to decide whether you're going to pay the light bill or the heat this month. This is someone who doesn't understand what it's like to have to send your kid to school without the school supplies they need so you can afford to put food on the table that night. The kinds of decisions that millions of Illinoisans have to make every single day, they just simply don't register for Governor Rauner.
Rauner said in a statement after the veto that he rejected the bill because of the impact it would have on employers.
That was Dana Vollmer reporting.